Hello, this is the BBC News with Ian Purdon. Serbia and the United Nations have sharply criticised Hungary for using tear gas and water cannon against migrants trying to enter its territory to reach northern Europe. The Serbian Prime Minister, Aleksandar Vučić, accused Hungary of being brutal and non-European.
We would like to preserve the best possible relationship with our Hungarian colleagues, but they fired a tear gas against those migrants, and it was a chaotic situation, and I hope that we'll be able to act calmly and responsibly, and that we'll be able to overcome this situation. But what we need is a comprehensive European solution.
Hungary defended its action, saying up to 24 police officers were injured as migrants tried to break through a border fence. The top US commander in the Middle East, General Lloyd Austin, has admitted to senators that only 4 or 5 Syrian rebels trained by America to confront Islamic State militants are still fighting. Barbara Platt-Usher reports.
Congress has approved $500 million to train Syrian rebels to fight Islamic State. But the first 54 graduates of the program were attacked by Al-Qaeda militants as soon as they entered the battlefield in July. Some were captured and killed, the rest scattered. Lawmakers were dumbfounded to hear from General Austin that only 4 or 5 are still in the fight. There was clearly no way right now to meet the goal of training around 5,000 recruits a year, he said. The admission is a stark indictment of President Obama's strategy to defeat Islamic State while keeping U.S. troops off the front line.
The charity Save the Children says more than 2 million young people still inside Syria are unable to attend school because so many school buildings have been damaged or destroyed. The aid agency says the state of education in Syria is dire as the new school year gets underway. Leading candidates for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination for 2016 are taking part in a televised debate. 11 contenders are there, but all eyes are on the businessman and TV star Donald Trump, who's unexpectedly remained the front runner. He's clashed with Jeb Bush, one of his main rivals, over campaign donations. Gunshots have been fired in Burkina Faso to disperse a growing crowd near the presidential palace. Soldiers there have seized the interim president and prime minister. Here's our West Africa correspondent, Thomas Fessy.
Their captors are soldiers from the elite presidential guard, but their intention remains unknown. Are they protesting against a plan to dismantle their controversial unit, or are they trying to take power less than a month before the first elections are held, since former President Compaoré fled a popular uprising last year? And people fear that in the confusion, the situation may escalate into violence.
This is the World News from the BBC in London. A powerful earthquake has struck Chile, triggering a tsunami alert down the country's entire coast. The quake, with a magnitude of 8.3, centred off the coast, around 246 kilometres northwest of Santiago. Tsunami alerts were also activated in Peru and Hawaii. The earthquake shook buildings in Santiago, and local media reports say Brazil and Argentina also felt the tremors. A new study suggests the campaign against malaria in Africa has prevented almost 700 million cases of the most deadly form of the disease since the turn of the century. The research by a team at Oxford University found that the number of new infections in Africa had halved. A Spanish football coaching school says it's helping a Syrian refugee who was filmed being tripped over by a camera woman on the Hungary-Serbia border last week. The school in Madrid says it will try and find a job for Osama Abdul Mohsen, a football coach from Syria. President Obama has invited a 14-year-old Muslim student to the White House after he was detained by police for taking to school a homemade clock that his teachers mistook for a bomb. Mr. Obama said Ahmed Mohammed's clock was cool, adding that more children should be inspired to enjoy science like him. Larry Bond of the Irving Police Force in Texas explained why the boy was arrested.
The student would only say that it was a clock and was not forthcoming at that time about any other details. Having no other information to go on and taking into consideration the device's suspicious appearance and the safety of the students and the staff at MacArthur High School, the student was taken into custody for possession of a hoax bomb.
A Russian TV comedy show has played extracts of a prank phone call to the singer Sir Elton John in which he thought he was talking to President Putin about gay rights. The fake president was, in fact, a well-known comedian nicknamed Vovan. BBC News.